Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Wednesday, hallelujah, glory to God, International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank God, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in today, tonight. I tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, that those that have been catching on to what we've been sharing about calling somebody up and telling them that you love them and that God loves them too. Calling somebody up and encouraging them. We thank you for doing that. Hallelujah. That is right on what God wants you to do. Encourage one another. Glory to God. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, this is your host, Mr. V.T. Bird, along with our guest co-host tonight, Minister Linda Blackwell. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor. Yes,
praise
I am.
Yes. Hallelujah. Pastor, he's on special assignment tonight, but that's all right. Hallelujah. The fort is being covered. Hallelujah. The seat is still warmed up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're still going to be praising God in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for, we're going to do our two dedication songs as we've been doing for the last couple of weeks or so. Hallelujah. We do a song to the mighty men of valor, and then we do a song to the, hallelujah, mighty women of vessels of honor. Hallelujah. Those warriors of the hallelujah, of the word. Hallelujah. Those guardians of the altar. Those women, virtuous women. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready. Hallelujah. To set up our
mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. We're going to get everything together right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said,
hallelujah.
This
one got names into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah.
Men of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor?
And Reggie. And Barry. And David. And Alan. And Buddha. Hallelujah. Jerry Clinton, hallelujah. Rakim, Jerry Warren, hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Jerry, Jerry Chapman, another Jerry, glory to God. Pastor Louis White, hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor John C, hallelujah. Pastor Tom Flynn, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah. Damon and LeBron and Doc Tandon, hallelujah. Earl, hallelujah. Another Earl. Another Robin, Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris, Angie Harris, Yvette Harris, Rosalind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sheila from Jessup. Gloria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Janice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joyce Houston. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Angela Jenny Till. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Abram. Archbishop Terry Robinson. Minister Nola Carr. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor, hallelujah. Viola Wright. Lorena Johnson. Mother, Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Talisa Wright. Hallelujah. Regina. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kimberly. Pamela. Hallelujah. Ferdy. Shelley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Dominique. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Pamela. Hallelujah. Another Carolyn. Another Carolyn. Hallelujah. Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Letta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stephanie. Lauren. Loretta, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, hallelujah. We glorify your name. Dorothy Bird, hallelujah. Tanya Bird, hallelujah. Maria, hallelujah. Lil, hallelujah, glory. Lil Smith, hallelujah. Another Lil, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Little River. Faith and Hope and Charity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 360. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Linda Blanchett. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Linda Deloach. Hallelujah. Holden Ransom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Brenda. Hallelujah. Gloria. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Jeff Tony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Meryl Schechter. Hallelujah. Ruth Sega. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that. Miller, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, LaVonda Shelton, Francine Shelton, Marie Thomas, Deborah Thompson, Deborah Younger, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Ruth, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, Tania, another time. Hallelujah. Another Tanya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. That's right. You tuned in to Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Where the broken, hallelujah, are made whole by God. The Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And we want to give you an announcement right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On this coming Sunday, hallelujah, we'll be in live service, hallelujah, at the Parsonage, the sanctuary located in the lower level of the Parsonage, which is 3007 Iona Terrace. Side entrance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have a time because we have a guest speaker, none other than Pastor Theodis Lee, and his congregation, Pastor Maxine Lee, their congregation from Essex, Maryland. We thank God for them. Hallelujah. We thank God for, hallelujah, you joining us at 3 p.m. Oh, it's going to be a time. And then after we're getting fed spiritually, we're going to get fed naturally. Oh, glory to God. Minister Linda, we're going to serve a dinner. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It is.
Amen. If I can't find one, can I rent one just a little while?
Amen. 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 Yes.
right.
Have a time on this coming Sunday. You come early, get a good seat. In fact, you might want to come early to get a seat, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bring your chair with you. Come to God, hallelujah. But praise God, we thank God. And we do have a handicap accessible entrance, too, if you need that. Hallelujah. But that's this coming Sunday, which is, believe it or not, the fourth Sunday of the month of August, because month of August has five Sundays in it. Hallelujah. So the 22nd is the fourth Sunday, and we're going to have a time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We invite you to come. And if you'd like to contact us, you can do so, hallelujah, of course, by calling us after the service at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. If you want to drop us a line, if you want to just share a testimony, or you want to just sow seed, or whatever you want to do, ask the question. It doesn't matter. You can do so by sending your correspondence to RYMM. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Murray, Post Office Box 24554. That's Baltimore, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thanks to the Lord. You know what? After we do our dedication songs, you know, we do have what they call a song to just get everybody in light to what we're going to do next, or get them in line with what we're going to do next. And see, every Wednesday, guess what we have every Wednesday? Just before communion, we have the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to deal with the Children's Corner in our selection that we have every Wednesday. Hallelujah. Here it is.
In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join the voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of bright water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Salvation and glory.
although I know sometimes you might feel that way, you don't know everything. You don't know it all because you've only been here a couple of minutes. So you don't know it all. So have a coachable, teachable spirit. That's number one. Number two, have a burning desire to please God. I know you want to please yourself, and that's nice, you know, but your desire should be to please God and be excellent. And a key to being excellent and pleasing God is to be thorough. That thorough means to make sure you cover all the bases. You know how when you play baseball and you got two full teams and you got somebody on first base, is that right?
Yeah.
You got somebody on second base. You got somebody that's a shortstop, then you got somebody on third base, then you got somebody in left field, center field, right field, then you got a catcher and a pitcher.
Yes.
All bases are covered.
Yes.
That's when burning desire to please God and be excellent means you want to be thorough in what you do.
Yes.
Don't leave nothing out. What you leave out may only take 5 seconds, but you leave it out, it will mess you up. You got to cover all the bases.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. A burning desire to please God. See, if you please God, it's going to bless your soul. Because he's going to take care of your business.
Yes.
You please him. You take time to say, God, thank you for my food. God is gracious. God is good. God, I thank you for this food and my family in Jesus' name. You do all of that. I'm going to tell you, God can't help but bless you. God going to bless you. God can look out for you. He can make sure his angels can camp around you. You understand that? So definitely have a burning desire to please God. You want to put a smile on God's face. And then the last thing is that have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. A willingness to work. In other words, don't be lazy. Don't be saying, oh, let Jody do it. Let Johnny do it. Let somebody else do it. Have a willingness to work. And then, your mommy may ask you to clean your room. And then when you finish cleaning your room, you come out and you go by your brother's room and you say he's having a hard time. You know, you go and say, is there something I could do to help you?
Yeah.
That's going the extra mile. Now, your mother didn't tell you to clean your room and your brother's room, too, but you're going the extra mile when you offer to help your brother. Because guess what? What you put out, that's what's going to come back to you. Somebody's going to help you when you need some help. So remember that. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Don't be lazy. Don't be slowful. That's what a slowful means. It means lazy. You know, because, you know, playing a video game for 4 hours and then your mother asks you to do something for 10 minutes. Oh, mommy, I don't have time. Oh, you had time 4 hours to play a video game, 10 minutes to wash 4 dishes in the sink or to wipe off the table. Have a willingness to wait, mommy. And then, you want to put a smile on your father's face or your mother's face. After you do that, you ask mom. Say, mom, is there anything else you want me to do? Oh my goodness, you're going extra mile. Is there anything else you'd like for me to do? Do you know that what happens when you do stuff like that? Blessings come down to you. Folk will start thinking about, you know, They did something they didn't have to do. They asked me, is there anything else? Oh, I'm going shopping for this, but let me pick up something for them. You get blessed when you become a blessing. So you want a blessing. See, a lot of children say, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. But, you know, you can get blessed by being a blessing. Children, you want to say that. I can be blessed by being a blessing. And how you being a blessing? By helping somebody else, by having a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Yes. Did y'all hear all that, children? If you did hear all that, let me say yes. Okay, I heard that with the eyes of my faith or the ears of my faith. Even Coco and Faith said,
Yes.
Yeah. Can I add into that? Exodus?
Yes. Yes, you can.
I like to add to the children, Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I want the children to know that their parents are there not just to be working and taking care of them, but they're to honor their parents while they're here. You know, to make sure that the parents get a hello and a goodbye and a thank you and, you know, a kindness given to them as their parents to look out for them and, you know, just be kind to their parents. So I just wanted to add that in, that, you know, stick with them. You know, just, you know, be kind to their parents. So, and that's the word of God. When we honor our parents, our days will be long upon the earth. He give us more days. So I just wanted to, and I hope I'm saying that right, but that's what I'm reading out of Exodus 20.
That is so awesome. That,
yes.
That is awesome. That is right on. That is good word. That
yes.
Is,
sometimes they leave out the fact that the parents are not there just to take care of them, but they're there just to be loved back too. They got to give show back love to their parents that are out there taking care of them and understand that their parents are trying to work everything together for their good, you know, and doing that which God has given them to do as parents. And as children, they're still to honor them. I don't care how old they get. They honor their parents. And so that's, I wanted to put that out there while we're talking. Is that, you know?
Well, thank the Lord. And
yes.
That is good word. And children, did you hear that? Hallelujah. Because if you honor your father and your mother and those that are parents in the Lord, and these are people who are not necessarily your parents, it might be your teacher at the school, or might be the minister or the deacon or the elder at the church, or,
yes,
or it might be a senior in your block.
Yes.
If you honor them,
you know,
your days are going to be long. And
yes.
Minister Leonard, I remember one father told the son, said, "Look here, you better do right. I'm gonna take you out. I put you here. I take you out, and then I'll make one that look just like you. I'll make another one look just like you." So that might mean the bottom line. It'd be good for you to honor your mother and father and to listen to them, because they really have your best interests at heart.
Yes. Yes. They're always going to look out for you. They're going to try to do that which is good for you.
Yeah,
you know.
That is so correct. Well, thank God for, again, remember those three things. Again, a coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all. Have a burning desire to please God. Be excellent. Pharaoh, hallelujah, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile, hallelujah. And of course, before you eat, you say your grace. God is gracious. God is good. God, we thank you for this food and our family in Jesus' name. Isn't that good? Children, say amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. That's Children's Corner for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Minister Linda, for that. Hallelujah.
When we
Hallelujah. Yolanda Adams, I tell you, bless be God, the prayer. Hallelujah. And you know what, Minister Linda, glory to God. You know what time it is? Let me see if you get this.
Yes.
What time is it? If you say howdy doody time.
No, I already say that, but I said it's chameleon time.
Bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless be God, the Lord. You got it right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we done gave a lot of people time enough to get everything they need to get together. And
yes.
You got your Bible. I forgot to tell people go get the Bible back. But I guess if you're listening to a Christian a service, you might want to just go with it with your manual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The owner's manual. Hallelujah. Your Bible. So if you would turn in your Bible to Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, see, we love doing Holy Communion. Hallelujah. And y'all just don't know what it does. We're going to tell you what it does right through this. But it really energizes us as well as those who really do it along with us. It energizes everybody. Just blesses the entire family. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for them, oh God. We ask that you bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your words say, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Your words say, hallelujah, to examine ourselves. And right now we do this. And Lord, we thank you that your words say in Proverbs 18 and 10, hallelujah, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and a righteous runner to it and are safe. Well, Lord, we want to get. Some folk may not be in that right standing with you right now, but Lord, but we're going to deal with it right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no hallelujah. And again, your word says to examine yourselves right now. And we do that, Lord. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, save us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit even right now, oh God. Hallelujah. Now, as, glory to God, your words say, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what we're set up to do. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. That's one thing you put above yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, that your words say in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah, hallelujah, glory to God, 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system,
the genital system, integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that hospital, that sick room, hallelujah, on that bus, on that plane, hallelujah, in that car, hallelujah, in that business area, in the name of the Lord Jesus, outside, on the street, oh God, wherever, in that tent, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Your words say in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12, 13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for the healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Likewise, Lord. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, hallelujah. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys, eliminates, hallelujah, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. We call down the fire against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, hallelujah, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, O Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Glory to God.
We thank you, Lord, for family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families, our extended families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the people of God say amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen, hallelujah. And those, hallelujah, glory to God, don't know what they are, say amen again, because we're going to get you there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen and amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Minister Linda, glory to God. I got to ask you another question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What time is it?
It's blessing time.
Well, that's true, too. It's time for it.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing. That's a blessing.
It's going to be a blessing time for you.
Yes.
God. Thank you.
And bless us with the word.
Yes. Man, I know that's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Heal someone today. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit today, oh God. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it break forth in the north, east, south and west, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The harvest of the Lord, your harvest, 30, 60, 100 fold on the seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for a spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, you is a liar, and the truth is not in you. Glory to God. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Yes, we give you the glory. For it's through yours, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I tell you, glory to God. Y'all out here, I'll tell you. I need to give you the impetus of tonight's message, because I want you to understand where I'm coming from and why, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord has given me righteous indignation because of something. I was at a family reunion on Saturday past, and one of the ministers there, because we got a lot of ministers in our family, and one of, he was actually stands in the office of the apostle, said something that pricked my spirit, that grieved the Holy Spirit, and I had to come out with what we're going to deal with tonight. But before I go any further, I'm going to ask Minister Linda if you would read the scriptures. And y'all get your pen ready. I'll get your pen, your pencil, or your magic marker, your pen ready. And cause jot down these scriptures, because there's going to be a few of them. And Minister Linda, I want you to go slow enough so they can write it down. And see, y'all got to do abbreviations, because that's going to help you out instead of trying to write the whole name of the book. You're going to do abbreviations. All right, getting ready to call the pastor Linda. Glory to God. You've been promoted. Minister
me. Elevate me. Thank you, Pastor.
Minister Linda, if you would, read the scriptures for tonight.
We have 15 scriptures that need to be wrote down. And number one is Matthew 24:24. Second one, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Number three is 5 through 8. Number four is St. John 8:31-32.
And add 44 on the end of that, too.
And 44?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Number five is Psalms 1:1. Chapter 1:1. Number six is Matthew 7:16-17. Number seven is St. John 3:16-17.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight is Jeremiah 31:3.
Uh-huh.
Number nine is Isaiah 43:26.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is St. John 6:12.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11 is Mark 12:30-31.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12 is Mark 3:22. Number 13 is 2 Timothy 4:2.
Mm.
Number 14 is 1 Corinthians 11:1. And number 15 is Psalms 119:105. I'm hoping that you got them all. God bless.
I'm going to tell you, I am so glad that I don't count them as I get them, you know, because I might stop myself. Oh, Lord, that's too much. But, you know, the word of God, see, we stand on the word. That's sure foundation. So
yes.
y'all got the scriptures.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want to give you right now. I want to give you right now, glory to God, the name of the title of today's message is, it's entitled, Bamboozled by Beelzebub. I said, Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Now, don't ask me to spell any of that. You put what you think it sounds.
No, I was going there.
Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Now, some of y'all, yes, sir, but who's Beelzebub? Now, y'all know that's another name for Satan. In fact, in Mark 3:22, you don't have to go there, but it talks about Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, the Prince of the Demons. Well, the Prince of the Demons is Satan himself. He's the leader of the demons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or the devils. He is the number one dude.
Yes.
And many of people of God have been bamboozled by Beelzebub. Go to Matthew 24:24. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Wow, bless God. Hallelujah. You quick in a hurry, just like Pastor Peaches. You go ahead and read that.
She taught me well.
Glory to God.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, bless the Lord. My phone is acting up, but the devil is a liar. I can have another phone.
Okay,
we ready.
All right.
Yes, we ready. Yes. You want me to read Matthew 24?
Yes, go ahead and read. Yes, go ahead and read.
For there shall arise false Christ. And
stop
false
right there. stop right there.
Yes.
See, Christ, see, a lot of folks don't understand what that actually means. Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach,
Yes.
Hallelujah. It also means anointed king.
Yes.
Anointed king. Continue to read that.
And false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Show great signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
So much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Okay, that's all you got to read.
Yeah,
some folk, some tele-evangelists who have been bamboozled by Beelzebub, they've been fooled and tricked by the devil. Because he does not come with the horns and a red cape and a long tail. He comes what? As an angel of light.
Yes.
To fool the very elect. And they were fooled. Hallelujah. As you go to the next scripture, go to the 2 Timothy. These folk have been fooled. Well-known names have been fooled by the devil.
Yes.
Would do things. He wants to kind of, look here, you go hunting and you set up a trap. You're not going to put no rocks and pieces of grass to tempt your prey to get into that trap. You ain't going to get nothing. Nothing will come into that trap. You got to put something there that they like or that seems pleasing to them to lure them in. You say, well, I don't go hunting. Well, you go fishing sometime. You don't put on the fishing hook grass. You don't put rocks on there. You put something that your fish might like to eat.
Yeah.
Your fish may like to consume.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. I'll go to the next scripture.
Yes, 2 Timothy, verse 3. Chapter 3, I have verse 1 through 5.
Okay, don't read yet. Okay. Bamboozled means tricked, fooled, deceived.
Yes.
You've got to understand that.
Yes.
Folk were tricked. They didn't mean to be tricked, but they didn't have their spiritual antenna up. They let themselves go just for a little bit. Go ahead and read now.
It says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come.
All right, stop right there.
Yeah.
Because some of you say, well, that was written 2,000 years ago. Perilous times, the last days? Well, baby.
No.
These are your last days. Come on now. And if you're trying to tell me they're not perilous times, and we're in the midst of a pandemic, come on now.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and read.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves,
covetous,
boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent.
Incontinent. I mean, uncontrolled. They don't have no control. Go
right.
Ahead.
Fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God,
mm-hmm.
having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. For such turned away.
These telemarketers, televangelists, and some preachers were lured in by a guy who peaceful demonstrators were gassed or moved back so he could have a photo op in front of a church. And people say, well, he mistakenly held the Bible upside down. He did it on purpose. Yeah, he did. He did it on purpose. Yes, he did. He's a calculating, but he did it on purpose. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you, I don't have to say anybody's name, but you can look at those descriptions of what would come your way. Somebody calls themselves a king. He said that he was a king of the governors.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And then you want to defend him?
Huh.
Well, God used him. God used Pharaoh, too.
Yes, he did.
God used Pharaoh to set the people free. But God didn't tell you to worship him. God didn't tell you, oh, he's God's man. Oh, God put him in so he could bless us. That's a lie straight from hell. Father, the only blessing was that he set us free. He set the people of God free. And God had to step in and harden his heart.
Yes.
And then after all of that, he still wanted to destroy the people of God. The devil wants to destroy the people of God. John 10:10 says that thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Yada Moshakara. If it's stealing, it's killing, if it's destroying, that's the devil.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if the Antichrist is alive today. I ain't worried about the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well, and we don't see it for 4 years. I ain't gonna mention his name. The spirit of the Antichrist. You know it's the spirit of the Antichrist? Because they had a prayer breakfast. The man of God stood up and talked about love. And we must let love lead the way. And we don't go. And then immediately he kicks up after that, says, well, I don't agree with that.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Anti-Christ.
Yes.
Christ speaks a lot. You eat glory to God. You want to see the Antichrist, hallelujah. You go to 522 and see what he is against. This is what he's against. The Antichrist is against this. Galatians, you don't have to go there. 5:22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit, love. He's against love. He's against joy. He's against peace. He's against patience and long-suffering. He's against goodness and gentleness. He's against faith and God. He's against meekness and self-control. He don't control himself. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Did we finish reading that scripture? I don't know. Okay, I'll set that away. God did not say turn to him.
No.
And these telemarketers have turned to televangelists. Boy, they sound like telemarketers, but they're televangelists. And I heard this apostle say, well, he did some good things. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all need to understand this right now. Just because somebody's against abortion don't mean you ought to vote for him.
No.
Just because somebody is against a homosexuality don't mean you avoid. God is against abortion. God is against homosexuality. But he gives you choice.
Yeah.
And see, y'all got to read the word. See, that's why you got to stay in the word, not just read what you want to read, what's going to fortify your slant, but read the complete word. Because the word say in John 12, he said, look here. I don't lose nothing.
Ha!
This means
hallelujah.
The Florida thesis
hallelujah.
Is still alive. Their spirit is in heaven with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every miscarriage, every stillborn, they're in heaven with God.
Because
the spirit first. You know how God told Jeremiah, I said, Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. How did God know him? Because he was in the heart of God.
Just
because you walked into the store and you tried on a suit and it did not fit you for some reason or you didn't have enough money or something happened and you did not get that suit, that don't mean you ain't alive anymore.
Yes.
It's just that you don't have that suit on.
No, no.
So that means that spirit is still alive in heaven. Boy, yes. I told you a long time ago, maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, a sister that had 3 abortions, 2 miscarriages, and 3 live births, glory to God. When she gets to heaven, 8 children. Everybody gets to heaven, 8 children are going to come up to her and say, hi, mommy. Hi, daddy.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
You cut it up.
That he loses nothing.
Fall for the okey-doke of the enemy.
All right.
Well, he's
all right.
He doesn't believe in abortion. Hallelujah. If the devil will bait you in, he will bait you in with that. And with, he's against homosexuality. Glory to God. God is against homosexual. He loves the homosexual. He's against homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination. He's against, glory to God. He loves the murderer, he's against murder. Come on now. You got to understand God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Right now.
God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody had an abortion. God ain't mad at you. God, he forgets you. Glory to God. Because that baby is alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just slipped off. See, you've been falling for the okey-doke. I voted for them guys because they're against abortion. Look here, I'm going to tell you something. God didn't need to tell the court to outlaw abortion. He gave us all free will. Glory to God. Psalms 119, let me go back. Psalms 119, verse 16, says, look here, I've given you in charge of the earth, y'all.
Yes.
I've given you choice. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Joshua 24. I think that's 14 to 15. Choose you this day. God gives you choice.
Whom you shall serve.
Hallelujah. And see, the bottom line is that we think, well the government ought to outlaw. No, God already outlawed. God's law supersedes any law that any man can do. And you still got a choice whether you're going to obey or not obey. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. But let me stop here. I've got to go on. I don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's the next scripture? Come on now.
First Peter. Verse 5.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to God.
All care upon him.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
He's trying to get you, and he'll get you with stuff. He look like the light. Oh, I'm going to that light. That's the light. That's not real light. That's a reflection in a mirror. Hallelujah. He holding up stuff that you like. I like laws against abortion. Oh, he against abortion. I'm going to vote for him and be the biggest devil in the world.
Yes.
Preaching hatred and bitterness and wrath and Nazism and all that kind of white supremacy and stuff like that, and you supporting him. And don't you call yourself a child of God and a leader of the people, and you come out, well, he did some things. The devil do something. He ain't against you going to God, going to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't against you going. He wants you to go in church. No, because he sent a whole bunch of people to church to mess up the church anyway. He ain't stopping you. He don't want glory. Glory to God.
Yes.
And y'all get fooled and tricked. Be sensitive to the spirit of the living God. Open up the word and read for yourself. Don't be bamboozled by Beelzebub. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture there?
The next scripture is John, the 8th chapter. The
30th
verse and the 32nd and the
44th. Okay. Read 31 and 32.
All right. 31 and 32.
Yeah.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continued in my word, then
his word.
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
He done wrote it in the book. It's in the book. Not somebody telling you, your preacher getting up and telling you, it's all about the angels from Africa are coming so that so and so can be. What kind of mess is that? They embarrassed God. God said that was an odor, a stench in his nostrils.
Yes.
I don't care how many people got out of wheelchairs for them. I don't care how many people got out of poverty with these folks.
Yes.
They were the very elect, and they got to repent for misleading thousands of people.
Yes.
And people have died because of this misleading.
Yes.
Almost 675,000 people died because of corona.
Oh, yes.
And
my
that's
God.
How many died in 1918 and 1919, in the first part of 1920.
Yes.
Was that epidemic then.
Yes.
And we thought we were better. I just knew or we'd never get up that high.
Yes.
But we had a leader that did not care about the people.
Couldn't care. Did not care.
He was careless. He only cared about himself.
He was
but anyway, okay, glory to God.
Yes.
Read on. Go ahead.
And then are ye my disciples indeed. At first it says, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, make you
know
free.
Know where the truth. See, the truth ain't going to set you free unless you know it. You got to know the gimmicks and the tricks of the enemy. He done tricked you. You glory to God. You so-called leader of God's people. Don't you come around me and try to preach. Well, he did a little good. A little good. I want to do the will of God.
Yes.
Bottom line, I don't want to do, I'll give them a little crumb, and maybe they'll fall for me for this thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what he did. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read 44. Come on, because y'all need to understand it.
He of your father, the devil, the lust of your father, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. All right?
The father of liars. Go ahead.
Yeah, truth ain't in him.
Bottom line is that you know when somebody is lying.
Yes.
That I'm talking about, because they open their mouth. Somebody calculated, they stopped at 20,000 lies in 4 years. They stopped. They actually quantified 20,000 lies. And his father is the devil. You come into the house of God, and you preach the Antichrist message. And then you dumb people of God want to get up and say, well, he did some things right. The church has made some advance. The church ain't made no advance. Look, that's like you said, oh, look what he did. It's a beautiful, beautiful boat he done made. And he done put two holes in the bottom of the boat. And you sink it and don't even know it.
You're going to drown.
What's the next scripture? Hallelujah.
Psalms chapter 1, verse 1.
Read that for me, please.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man. Hallelujah.
Now, see, you see that.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What I'm talking about. You get
yes.
empowered to prosper. Some of you
yes.
people are going through stuff now because
yes.
you said, and listen
yes.
to the okie doke. Listen
yes.
to the stuff. And you agree
yes.
with, you co-sign with,
yes.
with that mess.
Yes.
And then you wonder why stuff is happening
yes.
the way it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can turn that verse over. Cursed
yes.
is the man that do walk up in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't want to be part of that crowd.
No.
Because, look, ungodly crowd. Cause
no.
Tell me that most of them getting ready to go to jail. I don't know. Hallelujah. Some folks trying to distance themselves. It may be too late for some folks. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just for to ask God to forgive them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read another scripture. Hallelujah.
Right. I'm sorry, Pastor. I got carried away with that one. What's the next one? What's the next one? Matthew, give it to me.
I'm sorry, my sisters are helping me.
All right.
16, Matthew 7, verse chapter
17. Okay. Here's
No, Precious, I'm confusing you. It's chapter 7, verse 16. I apologize.
No, that's all right. No, I had it. Whether you had it or not, I got it.
Okay. I know you got it. That's why I got to be on my T's and Q's.
Okay. I'm going to tell y'all something. See,
yes.
Y'all say, well, you judging somebody. Look, I ain't got time to judge nobody.
No,
I got some stuff I'm working on myself. Because Matthew 7 and 1 talking about judge not to be not judge, et cetera, et cetera. But see, y'all got to continue to read that. You don't need to waste your time in judging because you go down to verse 16. What verse 16 say?
It says, ye shall know them by their fruits.
What? Yes. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Okay.
Yes.
Continue to read.
It says, do men gather grapes or thorns or figs of thistles? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?
Keep on.
Very good. Sorry. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Now, you got to understand that.
Yes.
A corrupt tree bring up a corrupt fruit.
Yes.
You got to see that.
Yes.
See, you don't need to judge nobody because they judge themselves.
Yes.
Because they're doing the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well. Hallelujah. You hear his name almost every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the news. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somewhere on YouTube.
Yes.
Glory to God. Go read another scripture. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. We're going into John, the third chapter, and put my glasses on, and the 16th verse. For God so loved the world.
Well, we don't even have to quote that. I mean, we don't have to even read that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he did not send his son to condemn the world, but to through him that the world should be saved. So paraphrase, of course. Well, that's it. Love is the principal thing. Love. That's why in Galatians 5:22, the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Glory to God. Now you turn to glory to Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Hallelujah. You know what that says. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Glory to God. See, his love is everlasting. It's not, I love you today, I don't love you tomorrow. You know, you didn't do what I think you ought to do, so I hate you now. I love you. Everlasting love.
Yes.
And his children ought to be the same way.
Yes.
I think we seek it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it's in 1 Corinthians.
Yes.
11. And verse 1 says, like me as dear children. I hope that's it. If it's not in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, but it's in one of those boys. Maybe it's in 2 Corinthians. Or first. Wait a minute. No, it isn't.
Where we at? It's not on here.
First Corinthians 11 and 1. Just see if it's there.
Okay.
Think it's there.
11 and 1.
Yeah, see if it's there.
And my baby's working with me. My blessings are sitting right around me.
Yeah,
I thank you, Pastor.
Yes, because these scriptures come when they come. See, he said,
you're being led by the Spirit. We're going to walk. We're walking in that. All right?
Amen.
Go ahead. Read it.
Yeah.
Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
That's the key. You follow folk as they follow Christ.
Yes.
You don't follow nobody that ain't following Christ. They're preaching hatred and bitterness. They're preaching, look, you can grab a woman anywhere, and because you're a star, and nothing will happen to you, you can go on the street of New York, kill somebody in broad daylight, and because you're who you are, you ain't going to get held accountable.
Yes.
What kind of mess is that? That's not Christ, right?
No.
And these folks come out, and they're talking in a tongue. You know what I'm saying? Talking in a tongue. Calling angels from Africa to come to some an anti-Christ spirit.
Yes.
Get hold of yourself. You're embarrassing the body of Christ. You're embarrassing the kingdom. That's a stench in the mouth and the nostrils of God. Read the next scripture on the list. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Right. Isaiah 43, verse 26. Put me in remembrance.
Yes. Bring me into remembrance.
Together.
Come on.
Yes. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
God's going to anoint you and say, look here, you're righteous because you brought me into remembrance, and I remember what you what I said. And so I'm your two. So, you know, with two or three gathered, you know, you're touch and agree. He agreeing with you. Bring him in remembrance of your word. That's why you got to stand on his word. You can't be dilly-dallying or listening to the lies. And you know that I'm against abortion. If most of his people were for abortion, you know what he'd be saying? I'm for abortion.
I'm for abortion.
He wants these folks to vote for him. Not he don't want to help them. He wants them to help him.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Justified
means to bring and right stand. He's gonna make approve what you're doing. Because of his word. He stands on his word. Go ahead, scripture.
All right, we're doing St. John 6, chapter 6, verse 12.
Talked about that all
when
day. You don't have to read it. In that scripture, Jesus said, I don't lose nothing.
Yes.
I don't lose nothing. So that's a fallacy. Oh, we lost a baby. You ain't lose a baby. God just got him back up in heaven. We lost this one. You ain't lost nothing. When you get to heaven, oh, what a day of rejoicing it's going to be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory because we'll look over on one side and see the eight children, the three aborted, the two miscarriages, and the three live ones. Glory to God.
Bless
in
the Lord.
With the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless. Glory to God. What's the next scripture?
Just 1 second.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We on John, listen, Mark?
St. John.
St. John 6:12. I read that, Preston.
Yeah. We already did. I dealt with that. Okay, go to
okay, Mark 12. All right.
And here's the key. See, this is what God said for us to do.
Yes.
To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and thy strength. And then 31 is like the, and your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
Love is the principal thing. Love is the most salient ingredient in your relationship with God. If you don't have love one to another, you in trouble. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The word of the Lord said, glory to God. You say, well, somebody did something to me. Well, Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'm going to repay.
I'm going to repay. Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't in your hands.
You can't curse the God who's blessed. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, the boy shut up. That's
Lord.
Glory to God. That's Numbers 23 and 8. Number 23 and 20. Come on now. See, I know the word of God because I read it.
23 and 20.
I know the word of God. Read his word.
So yes.
Don't be bamboozled by the Oslo.
Yes. Oh, we losing time. Oh, my goodness, Pastor, we only got 2 seconds. Okay, and the scribes which came down.
I'm going to leave this off. I might pick it up the pastor.
Yeah, we lost time. Yes.
It does happen. It doesn't happen. We're going to pick it up on the pastor's corner on Sunday. Cause y'all,
all right.
Y'all hear this. Then you got to hear this because we got a guest speaker on Sunday. But I'm going to do this little thing. In the pastor's corner. But anyway, thank you, Minister Linda, for helping tonight. And look,
yes.
Listening to the Wednesday
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are held, are made whole by God. And I want you to know we have a live service on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the sanctuary located on the lower level of the parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Side.
Yeah.
We even have a handicap entrance. Come early and get a good seat. I suggest that you come early to get a seat, because Pastor Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee and the congregation will be joining us, or glory to God, on Sunday. And
yes.
If you'd like to talk to us, if you like some comments, you want to share with us, you need prayer, you can call 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. After the broadcast, which will be often in about 10, 15 minutes, because we're going to take a little bit longer because we just got to praise God. I want to praise God. And you know what? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Linda?
Yes.
If you want to say something right now while I key up our closing selection, go ahead and do it.
Lord, bless everyone that was in the hearing of this word. I thank my pastor for being obedient, for the spirit that he's showing, and God is blessing him with the word to give us, and we have hopefully opened our understanding to that which God has said for us to do. To be, how should they know us but by the love, and that we're supposed to forgive. We're also supposed to forgive. So anyone that has an aunt with a brother, a sister, or any family member, anybody, forgive them. He said, how many times should you forgive them? 7 times 70 in one day. So walk in forgiveness and love. God bless. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.